Hello and welcome to the finale of the Colts Corner podcast in 2017 and 18. I'm Douglas Latuca alongside Benjamin Dixon. Brian Flatow will join us shortly, and Mike Garofa is our producer today. On the schedule, we'll touch upon basketball playoffs in the NBA, also the NHL playoffs. We'll have interviews from anyone who would like to join us, and maybe a little baseball and softball touch-up. We're ready to go. We're fired up for the last edition of the 2017-18 school year. Let's do it. Let's do it. We're ready. People are fired up in front of us, and this is the exact reaction that we wanted. I mean, we should really try and get the music back up, because they're really rocking out here. But we'll start with the NBA talk. Last night, Warriors take a 3-0 lead, and it looks like it's all but over.
Yeah, it's pretty unfair, Doug. They're really the best team I've ever seen assembled. KD, 43 points, even on a bad Steph Curry night. This guy's proven one of the best players in the world. And, I mean, maybe hated by basketball fans, but made the right decision to come to Golden State. He's winning finals. He's winning finals MVPs. And it's tough for me to watch, personally.
It is very difficult to watch. And it's just tough to watch LeBron struggle, struggle through games like that, playing great and just can't get it done because KD scores 43. Even when Klay and Steph don't have their best night, they're still able to get the win and go up 3-0. What are the chances Cleveland comes back here?
Negative 5%, maybe.
Negative 5%.
Solid.
That's about right, right? Yeah. We'll say negative 5%. Quinn, how are you?
And there's Brian.
What's up?
Hi. What's your name?
But yeah, it's a really ugly thing. Have a good week, everybody.
You too. So those are our guests here. We're very excited to be here. NBA playoffs, we spoke 3-0 in favor of the Warriors. And here's Brian Flatow, another member of the podcast.
Great to be here, Doug.
How are you, bud?
Full lineup right now. We're looking good.
How was the lot? Empty?
Empty so far. One car in there must have been the one that opened it. Very, very productive walk.
Great stuff.
That's good.
So Brian's here. We just touched upon 3-0 Warriors. You have anything to say?
Well, the Warriors, I think they're just too good. I think it's that simple. That Steph Curry can do, he could miss all those shots yesterday, and they're still gonna they have KD to back him up like that. I think it's just incredible. Really, the Cavs played a good game, and then they're still gonna get it done.
So, Ken, they were talking about this before. Is it possible for LeBron to still win MVP of this series, even if they get shut out? They don't win the game.
No, not anymore.
There's no chance.
Maybe if they push it to seven. I just can't see that happening.
Right? It's going to be difficult?
Yeah, I don't think it's possible. You really have to make it a seven-game series to make that even a question.
Well, even if you're losing the series, it's kind of hard to win MVP because you didn't get the win. So typically MVP just goes to the winning team. So I don't think LeBron's really got a shot at it right now, and I don't even think that it's going to go to seven games.
No, it's not. I'm just saying that's the only scenario where it could happen.
It's either four or five.
Yeah.
Cavs maybe sneak out a win in game four.
Possibly.
That's about it. But then, who is your MVP of this finals?
I mean, I gotta go. As always, it'll be Steph Curry. He's gonna always be the MVP for the Warriors, whether they win in seven or win in four. And even if he doesn't do great, I mean, he's gonna be kind of the automatic MVP for that series.
It's gonna be Kevin Durant. I mean, didn't have a great game one, but he pretty much locked it up last night, hitting the game-winning shot or game-clinching shot from the same spot he hit it last year, deep. Yeah. Left three.
Kevin Durant was ridiculous last night.
Yeah. I don't know. Unreal.
Before yesterday, I was thinking it was Steph Curry, but totally. He had a horrible game yesterday. He couldn't hit a shot. I could see it. I could see Durant now, and I can't see it any other way.
Yeah, when it's all said and done, the guy's the chance to be the best offensive player this league's ever seen. And he's really
give me a break.
He's one of the purest scorers of all time. Come on, Doug.
You're right. It's just tough. But KD, I think he's got MVP in the bag. Steph, looked like Steph early, not going to lie. Played great game 1-2. But KD really stepped it up with 43 last night and single-handedly winning the game for the Warriors. We'll move on to the NHL tonight. Could be the last game of the NHL season if the Capitals can win it. They would defeat Vegas, who is a expansion team, as they're up 3-1 in the series so far. So I think Caps get it done tonight.
I think Vegas will win tonight. I'm going to say Caps in six. And if there was any NHL team that would blow a 3-1 lead, it would be Washington. I mean, I do think they're going to close it out either tonight or game six. But I do got Vegas tonight. Home crowd will be rocking. Don't let them lose on the home ice again before it's all said and done.
Yeah, Vegas is going to get one tonight. They're not going to lose 4 in a row like this. But I do think the Caps will close it out eventually.
Sadly, thinking about 3-1 deficits and losing them, I have to go back to that 2016 World Series with Cubs and Indians. That depressed me for a solid week.
Well, Garofa, you're a big Vegas guy too, right?
Yeah, but hockey not my thing, so not really. But I'll root for Vegas because it's Vegas. But you know,
I'm gonna say the Caps get it done tonight. Game 5 winners, Stanley Cup for Ovi. He deserves it. He's playing great, playing like the best hockey player in the world. So I'm gonna give it to him.
All right, so that's great, Doug. Let's move on to a little school sports.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have any anyone. We got Doug right here. Baseball team,
of course.
Great year.
Hi,
and for the people who haven't been listening to the podcast this year, can you give us a little wrap up of what went on this past year and how the team did, what it's looking like in the future, stuff like that?
Well, the team really achieved a lot of great goals. Went 15-5. We'll speak with Ethan McMenemy coming up, the captain of our team. But 15-5 season after missing out on the playoffs, going 9-11 last year. 9-11 last year. So this year was a real improvement. A lot of young talent. Seniors really led well. A lot of young talent coming up, freshmen. And the future looks bright. Last night at the awards, a lot of awards to hand out. A lot of great kids on this team. And a real bright future for this team coming into next year and for the future years after we depart.
Doug, did you pull in any of those awards?
I won a scholarly athlete or something. Yeah.
All right.
It's pretty legit.
What have you
done? Got to do work in the classroom.
Yeah.
Or else you can't be a productive athlete. Noah Gilden, how are you? It's great to see you.
Would you like to say anything to the listeners here?
Anything about sports?
Let's go Mets, even though they suck.
Yeah.
Let's go Mets.
We got a let's go even Mets. Though they right
just there. Kidding. Let's go Yanks.
Last night.
I mean, Mets
let's talk about it.
Let's talk about a real baseball team here.
Wow. Okay.
Let's talk about a real baseball team here.
Okay. Well, the Mets can't be considered that right now. So
last night, 0-0, going to the 13th inning. No runs.
Ben, I know you watched
that. Not a lot of hits. I did watch that game with my grandpa.
Oh, you did? What did the grandpa have to say?
We were watching. He's always locked in. And Judge nails one over the wall. 2-0 lead, top of the 13th. Never looked back. A couple batters later, John Carlos Stanton over the wall, 3-0. That wraps it up. And got the 2 games. Oh, we got Marcus here.
Hey,
Frazier.
Yeah, yeah. Marcus Frazier, you know, I saw the game too. It was a disappointment, honestly, you know. LeBron, you know, he could have took over in the fourth quarter, but he didn't. And, you know, it was a disappointment, to be honest. And now the Golden State is 3-0. That sucks.
Wait, Marcus. You're not losing that, Marcus.
Before we let you go, we got to hear a little soccer talk from you there, Marcus. I know. Just the year ahead.
Year ahead.
Some goals. You know, the year's wrapping up.
What do you got going
now?
On? Yeah, we know you start training
up
soon.
What are the plans here, Marcus?
Yeah, we're training. We're
you got a quick summer. I saw Casey and Frankie running. I don't know what that's for. Just running randomly.
Running randomly.
I don't run. I just sit and do sports podcasts.
Like,
but
yeah, we should be better for next year because most of the people are turning. So, yeah, that should be good. We should be better. So, yeah.
Hi, Miss Madden. How are you?
All right. Bye, guys.
See you, Marcus.
She seems good.
Miss Madden, you have
she's got a nice,
say?
Flowy. Her fashion's good today, like usual. So
looking solid.
You love to see that with Miss Madden.
Well, last day of school, the vibes are running high.
Oh yeah. So we talked school baseball. We could talk a little school softball. We did touch upon this last podcast, but let's do it again because we want the whole school to hear. What a run softball went on. They made it to the Suffolk County Championship game. but they did lose to Longwood. They would have had to win two games and defeated Longwood twice to have made it to the Long Island Championship. So a great run for the girls. And we were there for a couple of games. And just the way that the team bonded, especially with the senior leadership. I was there last night for the senior awards. And a lot of awards won by those girls. Jillian, of course, star pitcher, going to Sacred Heart. Good for her. Love to see that. And a lot, a couple girls returning too. So there shouldn't be that big of a layoff. Obviously, you lose some leadership, but girls will have to step up. So next year should be good, and we'll see how it goes. Here's Mike Lombardi, member of the tennis team. Let's have you in here
Get
for a little
tennis
bit.
Talk.
So you guys had another good season. Tough playoff loss. But overall, what was your thought on the season?
I thought we've played better years past, but it was a rebuilding year. We lost a lot of seniors last year, so we had a lot of new freshmen on the team. Otherwise, we played pretty well.
What are your expectations going into next year?
It's just we got to see what happens next year. I mean.
Hello, Daja. How are you?
if everybody gets better at the sport, then we'll be better as a team. That's what it comes down to.
So if they get better at the sport, they'll be better. And I think they'll have a good year. Good luck to you, bud. So great job. Tennis on the way up next year should be great. And we're excited for all sports to happen. Tryouts coming up after the end of summer in early August. So it should be good for those guys. So we'll move on. Keep talking.
TJ, Clara, how are you? Got anything to say? Clara.
Any words?
Nothing to say at all?
No, I thought you're a sports person.
No sports knowledge.
Come on.
What do you mean? No.
Right. No sports knowledge.
All right, thank you,
That's
Clara.
Just a fail.
Thank you, Clara.
Nothing
to say
at all.
It's a failure. Go do the math homework. Oh, yeah, I did it with you. Great job. Great work. So we are in. We're about 10 minutes in to our last live Colts Corner podcast of 2017 and 18. We're here talking sports. If you want to come up, share some knowledge, we'll love to hear it because we want you guys all to contribute to the Colts Corner and be a part of the great podcast. We will be back next year for more great stuff.
Live
broadcasts.
We're on the recruiting trail too.
We are. If you'd like to join, we need more guys here. I want to feed off you guys. We lost an important senior, a couple important seniors here. Maddie Gold not here, and it's just tough. Oh, here's Casey. Great.
Casey,
how
great
are
to
you?
Have you on, buddy.
Member of the soccer team, unfortunately broke his collarbone in the playoffs, but was a real contributor in the middle of the field. So let's talk a little.
Come on.
Let's chat it up. We know you're a sports guy.
Come on, Casey.
It's Frankie.
Okay, Casey's
all right,
not,
Frankie Vitti.
He's not interested.
Great player on that team. How do you think your season went? Obviously going all the way to state. Do you guys think you can repeat that coming into next year?
We lost a couple seniors. But we have, 23 guys coming back to the roster or something. I think we can push through, prevail against the odds, you know? We're gonna win it.
Frankie Vitti predicting it right here on the Colts Corner that they're going to win it next year. So we'll be there because we're all in next year. We're on live broadcast. Give it to us. We're in. We're starting it up. I'll be out there with my mic and the little camera.
You'll be running up and down the field.
We'll be there announcing. So good luck to you guys. We saw you running yesterday. What was that for?
Soccer season, bro.
School?
Yeah.
Wow. They're already starting.
Ready.
Can we get
shape.
To the summer? Do you guys have a summer?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Doug,
let them
know.
Enjoy their time off.
You got to know there's no off season. There's no
there is no off season.
Off.
The grind never stops.
I've been saying that all morning. The grind never stops.
The grind never stops. You're right. You are totally right.
Let's just touch upon quickly the one sport we haven't wrapped up yet, and we know it ended a little while ago. Bri, you want to talk about anything lax?
Yeah, just a little recap of the season, I guess. Season went overall. We didn't accomplish our goal of winning a playoff game, but we did make the playoffs. And our record doesn't show how great our team was. We had one of the most difficult schedules this year. We battled with a ton of injuries also. We did end up going 7-10. As for next year, we have a lot of guys coming back. We obviously, like every team, we'll lose some seniors that we all love, and that we're going to miss them a lot. But But we are looking for big things next year, and we're definitely looking to achieve that goal of winning a playoff game. That is something that hasn't happened in lacrosse in a really long time.
Yeah, got to reload. I have some faith. It'll happen next year. Next year's year.
Yep.
You got to find that rally thing. I mean, last year you had the blonde hair. This year you guys just went out there trying to change it up a little bit, and maybe you'll find something different next year.
Yeah, we will. Hagans, you want to come on for a second?
Hagans? Do we have him?
Oh, maybe.
First-year head coach of the lacrosse team, varsity.
We were just talking a little lacrosse. We want to know what you have to say. A little bit, a little preview of next year.
A lot of guys coming back next year. We're going to get after it this summer. We're going to get after it during the year. We're going to get better every day. We're going to compete next year, hopefully for a championship.
Hopefully gets a championship.
Hopefully for a championship.
Here he goes. We lost the guest. This is what I'm talking about. Great. It's great stuff. Lacrosse should be great next year.
Yep.
And we're excited.
Baseball.
Brian, let's elevate your role.
Year. Yeah.
Let's see you with an elevated role. Yeah. Put that C on your jersey.
Yeah.
Get in that weight room in the off season. Yeah.
Let's go.
Like you said, the season has never stops.
Get that off
such thing as an off season.
It never stops. So another thing we wanted to touch upon was the college women's softball World Series. And Doxy approached me yesterday and wanted to speak about this. And I was watching as Florida State won their first ever College World Series against Washington. And we were talking about just the pep,
the
spirit, the fire of the girl athletes. And it was pretty inspiring, actually, how they could have fun while also playing sports. It's pretty interesting to just see how even when they're down, they're never out because their spirit's always up and they never give up, you know?
Well, that way, then they're not going to be down if they lose, you know? This way, they have their positive attitude. They always are going to be going back at it next year, and they're never going to be down for the count.
Yeah, great stuff, Doug. Great stuff. You love the energy in sports. You don't see a lot of that.
You do love the energy. And we're looking for some more guests here. Do we have anyone want to talk about little sports here? We want to talk sports with you guys. You guys are great. We know you guys have a lot of knowledge. Bobby. I know Bobby's been waiting for an interview all year. I know Bobby's been waiting for an interview all year. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So you won an award last night. Tell me what it was.
The Coach's Award for Baseball.
Great stuff. So what did that mean to you?
It meant a lot that I got recognition for always cheering everybody on the team on and being there every game and hoping for the best for everyone. So it really meant a lot.
You really excelled in your role this year as a senior leader. What did this team overall mean to you, and how did it affect you throughout the school year?
This team meant a lot because during the school year it was like a family, because if we had trouble with anything, we knew that we can go to someone on the team, and it was nice having, you know, a group of friends to play with, because we all liked each other. So it was fun.
So it's great stuff.
We have Rashudi coming in.
So great job. Great job, Bob.
Mr. Rashudi, thoughts on...
Have a great day, dude. Last day here at High School West.
I just got to give you one word before you walk away. Good job. Articles. Hmm? Articles?
Articles equal airtime.
Articles equal airtime, so you'll be seeing a lot
trip
more
to Vegas next year.
From
Don't
the
forget.
Sports section. Miss Campbell, hi. Ready for? You got a lot of Regents review coming up. It's coming up soon around the corner.
Guys, did you notice how Mr. Rashudi made a math reference, though, in his English situation? Math makes the world go round, Mr. Rashudi. Don't ever forget that.
We know Dr. Catapano was a math professor, I believe.
Not a professor, but it's like being a Marine. Once a math teacher, always a math teacher.
Okay, so he was a math teacher.
Yes.
He did help me with math homework once. Have to give him the credit.
Thank you very much.
Do have to give him the credit.
You guys, doing a great job. Keep up the great work. Always making High School West look good and sound good. You guys are excellent ambassadors, so I appreciate it. Thanks for everything. You guys had a great year. Looking forward to next year with the mobile studio and all the great things you guys are going to be doing. So thank you for everything, and keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So really appreciate it.
You think the Caps are going to close it out tonight?
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
I think game five, it's over.
I think so.
Vegas had its shot. It's done. It's Ovi's time.
Spoken like a disgruntled Islander fan over there. That's what.
No,
that
I'm a Ranger fan, actually.
Even worse. Even worse.
So I'm really fired up.
All right.
But I think Caps get it done.
Enjoy your last day.
Thank
you so much.
What's up, buddy?
You doing an interview?
Yeah.
You want to talk a little bit?
What, you ask like interview questions?
Yeah.
Oh, like about High School West?
Yeah.
Okay, you can ask me a question.
So how was your year this year overall?
Oh, my year this year is awesome, and it's great.
Are you going to be back next year?
Totally. Totally. Senior next year. It's totally going to be really awesome.
So you're going to be a senior next year. Are you excited, and what are your expectations?
I'm really excited about next year, and my expectations next year is I'm actually starting self-contained next year.
Great job. So we're very excited for you. I'm going to see you next year. We're going to have a great senior year, all right, bud?
Totally, Douglas.
All right. Nice to see you, bud.
You have a good one.
You too, bud. So a lot of great interviews. We're happy. We love you all. We're happy to be here. And that's a wrap.
Yeah, and as always, we would like to thank the following people: Mr. Doxy, Mr. Ricciuti, Dr. Catapato and the administration, the Board of Education, our audience who listens every Thursday, and finally, a thank you to the class of 2016 to their very generous donation towards our setup. I'm Ben Dixon alongside Mike Garafa, Brian Flattow, and Douglas Satuka. We will see you next year.